People like former conservatives, David Brooks, who are kind of stuck in an early 2000s time warp, help market the Trump as authoritarian myth, writing, "Trumpian authoritarianism doesn't renounce holy war, it embraces holy war, assumes it is permanent. In fact, seeks to make it so. In the Trumpian world, disputes are settled by raw power and intimidation." Holy war? Has David never heard of Dick Cheney? Does he really not know how often the Bush family relied on raw power and intimidation to get its way? But Brooks goes on. "As long as the warrior ethos dominates the GOP, brutality will be admired over benevolence, propaganda over discourse, confrontation over conservatism, dehumanization over dignity." Two words, David. Abu Ghraib. Now, who was president when that was going on? And who was the vice president? No. Hint, it wasn't Donald Trump or Mike Pence. The establishment that we've known for decades is steadily losing power and being replaced by smarter, better people. I like to think of Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State versus Anthony Blinken. Enough said. Now, not only is the GOP getting smarter, its reach is broadening and now appealing to minorities once thought safely in the Democrat camp, at least they were under previous years. In 2020, Trump put together the most diverse GOP coalition in 60 years. How's that authoritarian? Hispanic voters in Texas, Florida are flocking to the Republican banner. Republicans also made huge inroads with suburban women in Virginia who were concerned about what their kids are being taught in school and then vilified for it. Now, the fact is Republicans, not Democrats, have become more Democratic. Think about it this way. Since 1988, the GOP was essentially run by one family, the Bushes. Now, if you're on their good side, all was well. But if you questioned them, oh my goodness, if you dared to criticize them, you were shunned. But it's not a democracy when your party is controlled by big donors and one small clique or family. For years, the conservative grassroots, they were demanding real change in things like foreign policy, border policy, trade policy. But they were summarily ignored until Trump came along. Now, David Brooks and others like him, they want to return to the old days when the GOP voters lost gracefully and lost regularly by following naive globalist dreamers.